This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Fellow brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, with the will of Allah, we believe that most of us who are Muslim have been memorizing some of the Quran, some surah, at least Surah Al-Fatiha. The four qul, qul ya ayyuhal kafirin, qul huwa Allah, qul a'udhu falak, qul a'udhu bin nas, all the short surah, to show our love towards Allah. But also it's very important. You remember that none can be a Muslim until you make shahadatayn. That is ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. That means you are declaring that there's none worthy of worship except Allah alone, the only one true God, the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets, and the revealer of all truth. And Muhammad is the last messenger of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Now, if we say we love our Prophet, we say we love Allah, that's why we memorize some verses of the Quran, some chapter of the Quran, alhamdulillah. We also say that we love our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the sign? Have we memorized his saying? His saying is very important. Because Allah sent him as a mercy to the world. How can we get the mercy, the blessing that Allah sent through Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam if we don't even care about his saying? Believing in the Prophet or loving the Prophet is not just empty feeling, empty claim. I love the Prophet. Is to memorize his saying. There are five short hadiths I like to share to all of the brothers and sisters wherever you are. Try your level best to memorize these five hadiths of the Prophet in 14 days. Number one, all the short ones, I will share with you all the short and beautiful saying the Prophet. Number one, the Prophet said, La darara wa la dirar. Again, La darara wa la dirar. Meaning, don't cause any harm to yourself in the form of word or saying or action, and don't cause harm to others. Number two, Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Again, Min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Meaning, a good Muslim is a person who stay away from anything that have no concern to him. That's how the Prophet reminds us. Number three, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun, min lisanihi wa yadi. I repeat, Al-Muslim, man salim al-Muslimun, min lisanihi wa yadi. A Muslim is a person who safeguard his tongue and his hand in hurting another Muslim. Meaning a Muslim is a peacemaker wherever they go. The fourth one, the Prophet ﷺ remind us, Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haram, damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu. I repeat, Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun, damuhu wa maluhu wa irdu. Every Muslim to another Muslim is sacred. What is sacred? Their property. Second, their life. Third, their dignity. Every Muslim to another Muslim, their property, their life, and their dignity is sacred. Let us always be positive and only talk what is good. The last thing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I can just quote one of the saying in this long hadith. The Prophet said, Man kana yu'min billah wal yawmil akhir falyakul khairan aw liyasmut. Again, man kana yu'min billah wa yawmal akhir falyakul khairan aw liyasmut. Meaning, whoever say, claim that he believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, when you want to say anything, please make sure what you say is something good. It benefit the people who are listening to you, and it benefit yourself. If not, silent is better. Silent is golden. May Allah make it easy for all of us who love our Prophet to at least in these 14 days memorize 5 short saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show our love towards our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His saying is by thousand, but we are just reminding all the good brothers and sisters, please show your love to the Prophet by memorizing these five short saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal aqli da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.